little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Another quick change over to another subject within ear, nose and throat part of the curriculum. So we've got a presentation of vertigo, which is a very common presentation in our surgeries. So we're going to have some red flag questions related to vertigo. Could you tell me, Tamsin, what brings on this sensation of movement or spinning that you're getting?
Oh, it's really when I've moved over, you know, turned over in bed, doctor, you know, this morning, I just was like, turned the other side and suddenly the world was spinning.
And how long does it go on for?
Oh, it didn't last long, just a few seconds and then settled again.
And how's it affecting you?
Well, it was very difficult to get up out of bed this morning, but obviously after a few hours I've managed to just go very slowly, and if I stay in one position I seem to be all right.
Have you fallen at all?
No, I've managed.
Are you safe to drive?
Oh, I didn't drive today. I've just had my husband bring me down.
Okay. Well, we've just examined you, Tamsin. I'm almost certain that you've got a condition called benign positional vertigo. As well as examining you, I've treated you with a special manoeuvre called the Epley manoeuvre. So the Epley manoeuvre is extremely effective for dealing with this particular problem. So I'll go into that in a bit more detail in a second. So the condition that you've got is called benign positional vertigo, and it's a harmless condition that's linked to crystals that are in the wrong part of your balance organs near your ears. So every time you move your head, you get a spinning sensation or feel giddy, but that spinning lasts for less than a minute at a time. So the Epley manoeuvre that I've just done, well, that usually works. 70% of people that have that will find that it'll either cure them or substantially improve their symptoms. But sometimes I have to do it over and over again until you feel a bit better for it. So just worthwhile talking about driving, because you're very sensibly, because the condition has been bad for you in the last day or so, been avoiding driving. And that makes a lot of sense. But once it's improved, it would be reasonable for you to drive. But do be aware that if it comes on when you're driving, all you need to do to stop it from happening is just turn your head back again. So look straight ahead of you rather than looking to one side. And you can then look where you need to go just with your eyes, not with your head. So it's triggered by head movements, not by eye movements. Perhaps we could get you, Tamsin, now to tell us about the safety netting that you would give to go along with this condition, this presentation.
Yeah, so if it turns out that I'm wrong and this is not benign positional vertigo, then you might notice a few things happening and I need you to come back and see me if you do notice them. So if the spinning does carry on much longer than a minute at a time and the episodes are going on for several or 10 or more minutes, or if you notice any other problems with your ears, like your hearing might reduce or you get any discharge from your ear, then it would be good for you to get in touch and then we can have another chat.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.